Welcome to a special edition of the Big Ears Music Club, bringing together young folks, parents, friends, and music educators to celebrate fine music in our community. I'm John Zach, joined by music educator Louise King Lancelotti. Welcome, Louise.
So great to be here.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure to talk with you. We had a very interesting experience last weekend talking with a young student of yours. Tell us a little bit about her.
Abigail Austria was a volunteer at the library for Cujillo Park Terrace Housing Project, where I run a free music program for children. And when she found out about that, she came over immediately and asked if she could volunteer. So she volunteers on Tuesdays. And so she's a cellist. And she's such a great person for the children to be around, and a wonderful musician as well.
And we spent the afternoon with her just talking about her love of music and how she got involved and how she got interested. And we have that interview right now, so let's share it with you. Tell us a little bit about where you're studying right now and what your music program is like.
Well, I'm a junior at Moanalua High School, and I've been playing the cello for about 5 years. And I'm also in the Hawaii Youth Symphony, and this is my second year, and I play in YS1.
And how did you get started? What was the whole first inspiration or impetus to get involved with music and then the cello specifically?
I've always listened to classical music. My parents were very big on Mozart and Beethoven, piano, sonatas like that. And maybe when I was in elementary school, I attended a concert where Moanalua High School Symphony Orchestra was playing. And I listened to one of their songs called Steyr's Rally, I think. And I listened to it, and I was just really drawn to the cello, and so I decided that for middle school, I would enroll in the orchestra program and learn how to play.
And how was it at first? Because, of course, the most frustrating thing when you're starting any endeavor is those first few weeks or months when you just can't get it to do what you want it to do. What was that like for you?
It was definitely really hard. I had to get a lot of help from the teacher and a lot of practice. It sounded really bad, but eventually I think it got a little better.
Is there any moment that you remember when you thought, okay, I'm getting this now. I feel like this is starting to kind of gel for me.
Yeah, I remember maybe a little after we had started to play with the bow, we learned Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And after I could play that, I was so excited. I thought, wow, this is it. I can play the cello.
Yo-Yo Ma, move over. I know that it takes a lot of work to do the studying, to do all the preparation, all of the rehearsing. You also have, obviously, a very full schedule at school. How do you find the time, and how do you keep yourself committed to what needs to be done to move forward as a cellist?
Every day I have to set aside 1 or 2 hours to practice. I have a lot of, you know, homework and studying to do. So sometimes it's hard to find time, but then I find that every time I go to rehearsal or I have a lesson, I'm inspired to play more. Like my spirit to practice is sort of rekindled. Then I can find more time and I just have more energy and will to practice.
And what about other activities? Because I know, again, there is so much going on during school, not only the work that is required, but a lot of extracurricular activities. Can you manage to do your practice and fit in some of these other things as well?
There are some nights where I sleep really late to finish homework and balance practicing, but I can, yeah.
So what do you see in the future? You obviously love the cello. You're committed to it. Do you visualize a career for yourself in music?
For college, I definitely want to continue music, keep it in my life.
And what are other interests? If you were thinking about going in another direction, what might you consider aside from music?
I'm really interested in sociology and English. They're my strongest subjects, I'd say, or social studies. Maybe social work, because I really like working with people. I volunteer with an organization right now where I can kind of incorporate both service and music.
And what's the organization?
Kale Kolehua. So I basically go to a low-income housing area in Cujillo Park Terrace, and I help some kids there from maybe second grade and up, and just help them with instruments and music in general.
What do you see in the kids when they start really connecting with life through music?
It can get chaotic sometimes. There's a lot of kids, a lot of things going on in the community, but I find that the kids that I have worked with so far, they're really enthusiastic about music and what they do, and they always want to learn more.
Was there any particular moment or any particular musical piece that just, I don't know, swept you away, kind of got you really caught up in it?
recently for a solo and ensemble, which is sort of like a recital where student musicians can perform and they get judged by other music teachers. I played Fauré's Elegy. It was probably one of the first times I had to really feel the emotion of the piece, and I had to really learn how to work with my musicality and improve myself that way. So after I performed it, I think it was a breaking point for me. That's in music.
Like a breakthrough kind of a moment.
Yeah. I kind of learned how to apply my emotions and convey it. Yeah, when I play.
Any other pieces that you are particularly fond of that you just really enjoy playing or just listening to?
In Youth Symphony right now, I'm playing a piece called Sicilian Vespers. It's really exciting. It's got highs and lows, slow parts. It's really beautiful, especially the cello part. So I really like that piece.
And who are your musical heroes and heroines of the cello?
Well, definitely Yo-Yo Ma is one.
Of course. Who would you say, on a personal level as well as on a musical level, are the people who have influenced you the most, who really are there for you, who really bolster you in your life and in your music?
Definitely my parents have been one of the biggest motivators for music. They're really encouraging with continuing music as long as I practice.
That's what they ask of you. They'll help you out, but they want you to put the work in yourself. Any specific teachers that really come to mind that just really help you?
Yes. Let's see. Okay. My high school music director, his name is Mr. Eldon Seta. He is very motivating, inspiring to all his students on basically just being passionate for the music and always remaining focused and committed so that when we come together as an ensemble, we can really make a beautiful sound.
And isn't that part of the joy of this experience is not only kind of discovering your emotions and once you get mastery over the work, but also the fact that it is a really inspiring creative collaboration between people. Isn't that part of what makes this so enjoyable?
Definitely, yes.
And have you done some tours with the symphony?
I recently went to Hilo to do some community concerts for the Kamehameha schools.
And do you ever listen to From the Top? Some of those students are so wonderful.
Yes. In fact, the Hawaii Youth Symphony was on From the Top. I think it aired in January, but we played a couple selections, and that was a really fun experience.
We saw you. It was wonderful. We really enjoyed it. What kind of guidance or advice would you offer to getting started, moving forward? Somebody who's been thinking about it, but maybe they haven't attended a class yet, or they haven't even really tried playing an instrument yet.
I think it's definitely important to try everything, listen to all sorts of music, find out what you really like and what you really want to spend your time doing before you jump into it so that you can stay dedicated and just really love the music.
So when you think about all of the commitment you've made to music and will continue to make, is it worth it?
Oh, definitely. Yes, it is.
And that was such a great afternoon with Abigail. Louise, thank you so much for putting that together. What a pleasure to spend time with her. Very inspiring and very enjoyable.
What an intelligent and very focused student. You know, there's a lot to do when you're in youth symphony and orchestra and school.
Louise, let's talk a little bit about benefits to studying music, being involved with music, aside from the obvious fact of playing music. But what are some other elements that students gain when they spend time practicing and learning about music?
Mm-hmm. You know, Abigail touched on quite a few of those. One of them was focus and discipline. And, you know, she makes time to study. When you study an instrument, you quickly learn that if you practice regularly, you get better. And that's something that you don't always notice in other things, so that by her practicing regularly, she is improving. And so she makes the extra time to be focused enough to save time for music.
And so that's she sees results.
And my children's early violin teacher used to say, you only have to practice on the days you eat. So if you're not sick, you practice. Right. Even if it's 10 minutes, regularity is really important, and all of us need to learn that. Doing something regularly is really important. But also, it increases your problem-solving ability, your ability to work with others. I think empathy, because music stimulates your emotions. And then on the other side of that, expressing. As she said, she learned how to express something really beautiful with the Fauré Elegy, and that taught her something about herself and about how important music is.
And let's listen to that piece. I think we can get our own inspiration. Here is the Seattle Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Ludovic Morlot with Fauré's Elegy. That is such a beautiful piece. I can see why she loves it. So, Louise, what are some ways in to introduce younger people, especially young kids, to music? What would be some approaches you would recommend, and what are some songs you might recommend?
Well, I think one thing is, we are in Hawaii. I think I mentioned this last time. Ukulele is a very approachable instrument. You could just have it around and play it all the time, and children will pick it up right away. There's also listening to things that inspire you. Even children's songs are fine, but also children are not just into children's music. They like a lot of different kinds of music. So, we were on sort of a Yo-Yo Ma theme with this one, and he did a lot of other work besides classical music. He has many albums in other genres. And so there, one piece that I thought would be nice for a young child is this wonderful song called Hard Times Come Again No More with Mark O'Connor and Edgar Meyer and James Taylor. Wonderful piece of music.
Let's hear some of that right now.
Let us pause in life's pleasures to count its many tears while we all stop sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music, light and gay, there are frail forms fainting by the door. Their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more.
What a beautiful piece. So what is it about that one particularly that you think is a good starting point for younger kids who might be interested in learning more about music?
It's simple yet emotional. It has gorgeous solos in it. And, you know, any child who would fall in love with the cello just by listening to that, you'd have a whole bunch of kids saying, I want to play that.
And I suppose there are some other pieces that you also recommend, and just mention two or three pieces that you kind of think would be good starting points.
You know, there used to be a show on TV called Sharon Lois and Bram's Elephant Show, and they did a whole bunch of great music with children, and I think you can still get their CDs, millions of songs for children in a childlike way, but also adult songs.
And anything else from Yo-Yo Ma that you might
recommend? From this album, Appalachian Journey, which I recommend to anyone. Slumber, My Darling is the name of the piece. It's a lullaby.
Let's listen to that too.
There revels
That really is like a lullaby. How beautiful. What a wonderful piece.
Yeah, you know, in both cases, I chose those because I want people to realize that you don't have to be afraid of gorgeous, slow music with children. It's not all just about happy music. That particular album has lots of happy music on it, too, but they can respond to this gorgeous music. So.
And again, what are some other pieces that you recommend? We're really trying to build a body of music here to see what parents can kind of put together to get kids inspired.
Yeah, I think for some older children, it's good for them to get into various different types of music that they may not have heard before. So on the Yo-Yo Ma theme, I chose some pieces from Obrigado Brasil, which is tango music, and just fabulous music, also with Yo-Yo Ma and other artists.
Very exciting. Okay, let's listen to Liber Tango by Yo-Yo Ma.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Yo-Yo Ma, your cellist for this evening. Thank you.
That is pretty exciting. That really gets you going.
Yes, and there are even quartet arrangements for young people of Piazzolla pieces. He wrote that one too. So.
Oh, wonderful. And again, anything else that you might recommend that we take a listen to?
Another one from this particular album is called Cristal, and it's, it's just makes you happy.
Well,
what can I say?
Let's have some happiness. Here we go. And that was Cristal by Yo-Yo Ma. Wonderful selection, Louise. You teach something called El Sistema. Talk to us a little bit more about what that is or how it might differ from other methods of teaching.
El Sistema is a program that was developed in Venezuela by a person who was in the government and a musician. And he saw that there were no opportunities for children. And he also saw the lack of music training as hurting them, their souls, really, basically. So he started a program with 11 children in a garage and said, stick with me, we'll take over the world. And they kind of did. And they started a movement that's all around the world. It's pretty much group learning and orchestra based, and also choir. There's a lot of singing in those El Sistemas. And then Americans started getting really interested. I learned about it from one of my children. And then now there's a big movement of El Sistema based programs in America. They're not the same exactly, but they're all kind of committed to a group of principles about learning with joy and playing together. And, their motto is to play and to fight.
Now, your own children have followed careers in music professionally. Talk to us a little bit about that and how you saw that happen as they were growing up, and tell us a bit about what they're doing now.
We really didn't push that. They just loved music, and so they kept doing it, and they were good in other things, mathematics, other things, but they just both fell in love with music and got more and more serious. And as I said, their teacher said to them, you know, you only have to practice on the days you eat. One day Anne said to me, Mom, I'm throwing up. Does that mean I don't practice today? I said, yeah, Anne, you don't have to practice today. But they both went to Interlaken in high school. They took every opportunity that they could do. You know, they went for the summer one summer, and Anne went in a traditional music school route, got a degree from Oberlin and Yale, and now just got her doctorate from Manhattan School. So she's really pursued that. But she plays new music. She gigs all over New York. She teaches new music, and she's loves being a professor and writing articles and everything. And the other child, Nava, is an ethnomusicologist and a cellist. And so she kind of went in that direction. And she lives in India. She's studying Hindustani music. And now they're sort of coming together as composers. They both started composing. So they decided they're you know, the new the new Nadia and Lydia Boulanger. But not really. They're just having fun writing. But, they, you know, I saw it coming because they were both serious about it. And we just said, okay, go for it.
And that's really the trick, isn't it? As a parent and as a teacher, is to be supportive, to give them the green light to go ahead to explore. And who could have imagined? They've obviously had very interesting careers and lives and continue to have them. So music can take you anywhere in the world. You
yes.
just never know.
Yes.
Louise, it is always a pleasure to talk story with you. Thank you so much for coming in. And I look forward to future installments of the Big Ears Music Club. We have some other interviews with young musicians all around the state. That will be coming up. And also, next time we have a Big Ears Music Club show, which is on the 14th of May, we are going to play the Hansel and Gretel piece that the Hawaii Opera Theater did. We did
Excellent.
It as a radio broadcast, so everybody please stay tuned for that. And again, thank you so much, Louise. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure for me, too.
And let's finish with more from Yo-Yo Ma, the Andante and Allegro from Tango Suite.